and W. Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Along with Matt Trenton, I'm John Coffey, helping out behind the scenes, as always, Jenny James, along with Kramer Sansloan. So, again, we've got a good show on hand tonight, Matt, and a lot to talk about. Track and field, cross country, men's and women's basketball, all on the show here for this evening.
Should be a fun one. Heck, even last night we had a Hall of Famer for old Mel Churchman, former head football coach and athletic director. So a lot going on this week throughout Northwest Missouri State Athletics. But you're right, it should be a fun weekend, starting things off with tomorrow, the first MIAA basketball games for the Northwest Missouri State men's and women's teams. And taking on Lincoln, and then on Saturday having Lindenwood come to town as well. Then you also think about the first indoor track meet being held on campus here at Northwest Missouri State University with the Mel Churchman Classic coming up Friday and Saturday as well. So that'll be a fun event because Northwest Missouri State hosting their first athletic event at the Hughes Fieldhouse. Also the chance for folks to come out. I think it's just a $5 admission to come out. They can watch the track team actually have an indoor meet here in Maryville and kind of see how that goes. So a lot on the plate for the track and field teams and head coach Brandon Masters, but it should be a really fun weekend.
Yeah, it definitely should. And then tomorrow night, a special promotion surrounding the games at Bearcat Arena, Northwest and Lincoln. The women at 5:30, the men at 7:30. But what they're calling Christmas in the Ville, I believe, coming up tomorrow night.
Yeah, and that'll, I think... that'll be a lot of fun, too, for multiple reasons. It's a Toys for Tot toy drive, so bring out your toy to the basketball game as well. They have cool cats will be on hand there with the shaved ice, but also a Silent Night promotion as well, to where if you've seen the videos on YouTube of Taylor University and what they've done over the years, where the home crowd, in this case Northwest Missouri State, obviously, staying silent until that 10th point is scored in the men's basketball game, and then just chaos ensues as folks go crazy, actually get on your feet, start cheering. The videos on YouTube of Taylor University actually spill onto the floor. So it's kind of a cool thing to watch, watching the YouTube videos of just that atmosphere of it's so quiet as your team's scoring and winning and playing well in this basketball game, but then you hit that 10-point mark, and it's just it's a frenzy after that. So it should be a really fun event, hoping for a big crowd for that basketball game tomorrow night against Lincoln, 5:30 for women, 7:30 for the men's basketball game, and it'll be different, but I think people really enjoy it.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. So, again, we've got a lot coming up on our program. We'll be talking with cross-country coach Nick Gibson, along with All-American Kareem Achingley, back from the national meet out in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And we'll also talk with the coach of the track and field squad and Brandon Masters about this upcoming indoor meet out at the Hughes Fieldhouse this weekend. And then, of course, we'll talk men's and women's basketball. Austin Meyer and the women's team, the head coach, will be with us, along with the player off of his squad and Erica Schlosser. And also, men's head basketball coach Ben McCullum and Gray Starzl, player off his squad, will be joining us this evening as well. A reminder that support for the KXCV KR&W Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the Stuner Body, screen printing and embroidery located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Stuner Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Stay tuned. We'll be back and have more for you from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Craig Thompson of Albany.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back into the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show, live from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Matt Tritton now being joined by the Northwest Missouri State Track and Field Head Coach, Brandon Masters. Brandon, we appreciate you coming in and chatting with us here. You got a lot on your plate this week, don't you? You're preparing your team, getting ready for that first indoor meet of the season, but also preparing the Hughes Fieldhouse, making sure everything's ready to go for that the first indoor meet ever here at Northwest Missouri State.
Yeah, it's an exciting time. Kids have been working really hard, 14 weeks of conditioning leading up to this point. Obviously, new coach, new team, new fieldhouse. Hosting a first meet is exciting. The meet is bigger than anticipated, which is exciting as well. A lot of people want to come check it out. And I think another couple of days and we'll be ready to host.
How much of this week is preparing the team, making sure everybody's kind of ready to go in ready for their individual competitions, but then at the same time kind of the loose ends of making sure everybody else, the logistics, if you will, of getting that ready to go?
Well, the nice thing is that there's only a couple of times that we actually peak and kind of taper kids and be able to go big in performances. One is this weekend, and the other two are preparation for the MIAA. So, you know, it's given me a little bit more time. The kids are a lot less volume, high intensity, so they're feeling good. And, you know, we're prepared. I mean, we're fit really right now, but I think the big thing is as we get through the season, we've got to compete into sharpness. And we're not there yet, but we certainly are fit.
And you mentioned before that this is going to be a pretty big meet, 14 teams. We've got folks really throughout the Midwest from NAIA schools, Division II schools, Division I there with Nebraska-Omaha coming in. There's going to be a lot going on throughout that field house this this weekend, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely bigger than anticipated. We have some great competitors. We expect some great competition, so it ought to be fun. But more than that, it gives us a chance to see so many different levels of track and field. Like you said, NAIA to Community College, D1 all the way through. And that's the beauty of track and field. We don't have to play just the D2 competitors in the conference and so forth. We get to see everybody. And if you're fast enough or jump far enough and able to line up with anybody in the country, then you can.
There's a lot of times that, you'll go across the Midwest and go to a lot of these different indoor meets, and for so long, Northwest Missouri State was a guest at these. Is it nice to be able to sit back? There's a lot going into it, but for all the athletes, sleeping in their own bed, a short drive over to campus, I mean, there's really not too much else to worry about except they kind of show up and they're ready to go.
Yeah, it is different. And normally there's a mindset going into a meet, and it's a lot different mindset competing at a home meet. As an athlete, I compete at a home meet often. But as a coach, you know, you don't get those opportunities as much, certainly as much as we do indoor. The kids, I think they're ready, they're prepared. I think mentally, if they can come in and make it a business trip, even though it's a short trip, that's important for them.
With the practices you've had leading up to this, does it feel like a home field advantage at this point of everybody's been in the field house enough, getting a feel for what it's like to be in there and just kind of knowing that, hey, that's our home turf?
Well, I feel like we're as prepared as I've ever had a team prepare for the first meet and indoors. Typically, I've been more of an outdoor team because I haven't had an indoor facility, certainly not one like this. So I think with the consistency of training, the kids know where to start. They know their races. They know the plan. I think we're really prepared, and it is a home court advantage, if you will.
You had a ton of success in Colorado Springs and coming off an RMAC Coach of the Year, and just a lot of success there. How does that translate here to Northwest Missouri State University? And is it one of those things of kind of feeling things through, getting to know the athletes a little bit more as this goes along?
Well, the biggest thing is we had culture in UCCS and really created that family atmosphere. And I was a little worried about coming into this program and having, you know, freshmen to seniors and not recruiting my own, because I built that program. This program, that a lot of people still on the team. And so having that anxiety really of, are we going to be where we need to be right now? And I got to tell you, with this team, they bought in completely. And the transformation was very, very quick. The culture has grown, their family. And it's our motto for the year has been one team, and then recently one team, one dream. And I think that's a big deal. We're a team and a family, and it's awesome to see how these kids have progressed in the last couple of months.
It's funny because it gets talked a lot around Maryville and Northwest Missouri State, and families throwing around a lot. But once you're in, you're kind of like, yeah, they're not lying when they're talking about that.
Yeah, I've never seen a town support its school like Maryville, and this town paints it green. And we're excited to be able to compete in front of our hometown, our friends and family. It's really... really a good time coming this weekend.
Anybody that's never been to an indoor track and field meet, especially one of this caliber, it's at the Hughes Fieldhouse, what do they expect when they come out?
Well, the fun thing about indoor track and field, it's a little tighter, a little bit more intimate setting, so you really get to see a lot of events, and it's a lot, it can get loud as well, which is fun. You know, outdoor meets are spread over many, many acres, obviously a little tighter inside with, even though it is still a 300-meter track. But it ought to be a fun experience. Hopefully get some good music playing, get the energy up, and put on a show.
We're talking with Brandon Masters, the Northwest Missouri State head indoor track and field coach, as we're heading into the indoor season this week. The Mel Churchman Classic indoor coming up on Friday and Saturday. And Coach Masters, four Bearcats went to Nationals last year, all four are back. What's it like to kind of look out and know you're obviously kind of putting your own stamp on this, but there's some pretty good athletes already here at Northwest.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're gonna build from that. I don't expect four. I expect more. And, you know, I think we can. The talent is here. It's just a matter of getting people in the right places and the right meets and getting a big crew to Nationals.
Aside from Kevin and Heba and Jordan and Audrey, who else should Northwest Missouri State fans kind of watch for that could emerge as the season goes on?
Well, I think one of the fun ones to watch be Marcus Klein. I think he's ready to do really well. He's going to push Kevin in the multi, so that'll be a really fun thing to watch this weekend. Both Marcus and Kevin have strengths in different areas, and so in the multi, it's all about who scores the most points at the end. So they'll be battling together and pushing each other. So I think that's the fun part about Friday. I can't wait for that one.
It should be a fun weekend, but I imagine by the time we get to Saturday night and you finally put your head in the pillow, probably be nice to kind of relax and have that first hosted meet out of the way.
Absolutely. Now, it took a long time to set up. We're still not done. Pretty close. It looks like a track meet in Hughes right now. But we got to take that all down as well. So it'll be a long weekend, but it'll be exciting to be through it for the first time. Having set up, we'll be able to work out the bugs a little bit. We got a couple of great meets coming up in January and February, and, of course, the big one, MIAA Championships.
Coach Masters, appreciate you coming in. Looking forward to this weekend.
Thank you very much, Matt.
That's Brandon Masters, Northwest Missouri State head track and field coach, joining us here on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. The Mel Churchman Classic is coming up this weekend, Friday and Saturday, at the Hughes Fieldhouse. It is $5 admission for the general public and free to students with ID, so be sure to come out and support the Bearcats this weekend. Right now, though, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking cross-country with All-American Karima Chingley, as well as Coach Nick Gibson. So keep it tuned here to the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in the business for more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart.
Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering auto glass, rock chip repair, and replacement glass for tractors, combines, or other agricultural equipment. More at 660-582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KR&W Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville as we turn our attention now to cross country. And Nick Gibson, the head coach of the cross country squad, along with Karima Chingley off the cross country team with us. And Nick, you guys kind of know how to finish up a season pretty well there, going out to the national championships in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, no, we couldn't have asked for, you know, a better finish overall, you know, with Kareem being an All-American, obviously. You know, we both wanted to finish a little bit higher, but, you know, under the conditions, you know, that he had to deal with during that race, I mean, he did a great job.
Let me just talk about those conditions. I understand it was just really just a muddy course throughout.
Yeah, I mean, they ran regionals on it 2 weeks before, and it was really muddy for that. So then, you know, it just rained and rained leading up into it. So, and then it froze right before we got there, so then it just thawed out right as the race was, and it just was a complete mud pit all the way around the course. So, you know, for what he had to deal with, and, you know, I got a picture of his spikes after the race. I mean, you can literally see zero spike on it and just mud. So he just ran the whole, you know, 10,000 meters with just mud cake spikes, I mean, which is not very easy to do. And for, you know, where he ended up finishing, you know, with those conditions, I mean, he did a great job.
Yeah, Kareem, when he talks about the shoes that you're running in, how heavier were those shoes as when you started the race?
Each shoes was time wise heavier.
And just a heck of a finish for you, and again, you went through the cross-country season performing well, a great finish at the regional meet, and just kind of talk a little bit about some of the keys to your success this year.
Just being patient and work with the program. There is no secret, it's just be confident with the program of the coaches and keep improving. That's work hard every day.
And just talk a little bit about the new coaching staff this year and perhaps how they helped you this season.
They have a very well the team, because, you know, before we were just lost in the middle. In summer, we didn't know who is going to coach us, and they came, they gave us, bring us the motivation again, and they, yeah.
Now, Kareem, you come from Spain. Just tell us how you got to Northwest Missouri State in Maryville.
I found this very huge, very good, nice community. Everything's awesome. And, yeah.
What brought you to Northwest? How did you find the university here? And the recruiting process, what made you decide to choose Northwest Missouri State?
The athletic program. Yeah, it's they have had very good distance runners, and the team, it's complete, you know. You can find runners that run very well in middle distance, from distance, and facilities are really huge, and do you have everything here to improve.
And Nick, when you came in to take over the cross-country program and saw that you had Karima Chingley on your team, what do you think of seeing what Karim can do for you?
Yeah, I mean, I was obviously pretty excited to have Karim, but I was also, you know, a little worried that, you know, I didn't want to, you know, to make him any worse. But, you know, I mean, he's bought into, you know, the training and our, you know, culture as a whole, and, you know, he's improved. I mean, he ran his fastest times on the cross-country course this year. I mean, even in some really bad, you know, weather, too. I mean, and he's just improved, and, you know, he's just done, you know, everything you asked. You couldn't ask for a better athlete.
And what are some of the things that make him such a good runner?
I mean, he's just, you know, he does everything. I mean, he goes out there and, you know, he does all of his runs. You know, he gets back from his runs, he gets his stretches in, and, you know, he takes care of his body. I mean, and, you know, he just, you know, trusts in himself, you know, whenever he does all that training come race time.
And not only do you have him for cross country, but then you look at what he can do. Indoor and outdoor seasons coming up as well in the distance categories. A pretty good guy to have out there on the team.
Yeah, no, he definitely is. You know, he was a key contributor for the team last year at conferences. You know, he's only getting better this year. And, you know, we're gonna have him run a 5K this Friday at our home meet. you know, in the hopes to break in the facility and, you know, in some good fashion and, you know, maybe break the school record in the 5K as well, you know, start the season off good.
Hey, Kareem, when you take a look at the indoor facility that you'll be running in this weekend, how much fun is it now as you prepare for an indoor season to be able to compete in that facility as opposed to previous years?
It's my first time I'm going to prepare for indoor season training in the indoor facilities. I think that's going to help me a lot. I'm going to help the team a lot also. And I found this facility really fast to break records. And yeah, it's a big support.
And Nick, when you train in there too, I just kind of talked about how excited the team is getting a chance to go in there and with their first meet coming up. But just from a training standpoint, how much fun is it to go up there and do some running?
I mean, it's really awesome. I mean, you know, our team practices are great. I mean, we have everyone going on. So, I mean, it's kind of chaos at times. But, you know, we have music going and, you know, we're doing our workouts. The sprinters are doing their workouts. Jumpers are doing theirs. Throwers are going. I mean, and it's just a really good atmosphere in there. And, you know, you can see everyone just feeding off each other. And, you know, it's just helping, you know, the guys get better and better.
A little bit better than working out at Bearcat Arena there, isn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah, maybe a little bit.
All right. Kareem, as far as your academics, just talk a little bit about what you're studying and what you hope to do after graduating from Northwest.
So I'm not decided yet what I'm going to do after graduate, but right now I try to combine as best as possible my academics and running. Try to get those grades and be eligible and make proud my coach. Don't make them ashamed.
I'm just going out on a limb here, but I think they're pretty proud of you right now.
Yeah, I would say that's very safe to say.
They always insist to keep our grades and academics is first.
And when you look at what Kareem did in cross country and an All-American this year, and that's something that hasn't been done since I think about 1997, I believe.
Yeah, about 20 years since the last All-American. And, you know, I knew that coming in, and, you know, I also knew, you know, Kareem had a very good shot coming into the season that, you know, he'd be able to do that as well. So, I mean, that was a big thing, you know, for us in our program moving forward is, you know, start off, you know, the year on a good note, and, you know, that will carry throughout the year. And, you know, I think it's helped, you know, a lot of our younger guys to see what he's done, you know, to see him, what they need to do now to you get to his level.
And as you wrap up cross country now, when you look back at this past season overall, how would you assess the way the season went, and where do you want to take this team from here?
I mean, I think we took a lot of great steps this year. You know, throughout the season, you know, we got better and better. And, you know, by the end of the year, I mean, we had every single person on our team run a personal best, which is, you know, not very common. You know, sometimes, I mean, people take, you know, time before they do it, but every single person on our team, you know, got better this year. So, I mean, that's, you know, one huge thing for our program is, you know, we just want the kids to get better and to run as best as they can.
All right, a lot of good things ahead for the cross country team here. All right, Nick, thanks a lot for being with us. And Kareem, again, congratulations on your fine season and wrapping things up, becoming an All-American for Northwest. So congratulations again.
Thank you.
Again, that is Kareem Achingwe along with Nick Gibson from the Northwest cross-country teams. When we come back, we'll turn our attention to basketball right after this timeout on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Craig Thompson of Albany. Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
And welcome back into Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville, the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Matt Tritton now talking with Northwest Missouri State junior guard Erica Schlosser. Erica, appreciate you coming in and chatting with us. Seven games into the season, about 1 month fully into the season. How are you seeing this team start to develop from those early games up in Wayne to now back-to-back wins before we head into MIAA play?
Definitely in practice, we talk about the process a lot, and a lot we've worked on, like, boxing out, because that was one of our big keys, was offensive rebounds by other teams. So we really work, and every practice we push each other, pushing our teammates. So just the improvement from even our preseason to now, we really kept pushing in our workouts, all of our practices and stuff, even in the weight room and stuff.
You know, it's a lot of little things, but it's the little things like that that develop good basketball teams, and starting that and developing that as we head now into December basketball games. But do you feel like everybody's slowly kind of making that progress to where, you know, you hit smack dab in that conference season, you're going to be where you want to be?
Yeah, definitely. So even, I mean, we always talk about how we want to be playing our best basketball and comes to the end of the season. So obviously we still have stuff that we need to work on as a team and stuff, but we're in the gym every day working on it and practices and stuff.
Northwest Missouri State women's basketball, 3-4 now on the season after a couple back-to-back wins these past two weekends. How vital were those first few games, you know, starting in Wayne and then even heading to Maryville University, a couple there in St. Joseph one weekend as well, just to come out and build some camaraderie with teammates, but also get that feel for the expectations for the coaching staff?
I think it was really important for us to go do that because we obviously have a new coaching staff and some new teammates and stuff, so it was very nice to get the first few games out of the way and be able to be together as a team and see how and interact with each other, how we're playing and stuff.
Coming into the program as a transfer, then some freshmen on the team, a new head coach, does it feel like just a fresh start, kind of anything that was at Northwest Missouri State in the past, we just kind of forget about that, and we just kind of start our own path from here on out?
It does, yeah. Meyer's been very awesome about it, and he sometimes brings up the past, but most of the time it's just we want to focus on what we're doing now and what makes up our team right now.
Looking back over this non-conference schedule, you go back, you know, Thanksgiving weekend, that first one against William Jewell, you run into a pretty good team, you know, The ball doesn't bounce your way. That's a tough loss. How do you guys come back and bounce back directly after that and honestly play the best game of the season early on and kind of start that momentum toward the conference play?
I mean, it was the same thing that we talked about. We didn't even want to worry about the pass. Is that even the day before, we didn't want to worry about that. We were just focused on getting that next win and learning from our mistakes that we made in Jewell.
Is that one of those things where as you go throughout that basketball game and you see the defense playing that well and shots are falling from everyone. You had your best offensive night so far with Northwest Missouri State, but is it just a matter of things kind of start to click? You kind of see what this team could become.
Yeah, it's definitely just being able to play with the team more and understand how and learn how we're going to play together as a team and how we play together as a whole.
You come out with 17 points that night, 6 of 6 shooting, 5 of 5 from three-point range. What was key for you to kind of get things rolling that evening?
It was my teammates getting me open, getting the ball, and I mean, I remember talking about it with one of our assistants in the last game, is that we have so many threats on the team so that if someone's not shooting great that night, that we have another person, and then that person will be getting assists and giving out assists, so someone's always a threat.
And we see, you know, those first few games of the season where it felt like you're really patient out there. You're going to make sure you're getting the right shot. You're not forcing anything up and trying to impress any new teammates. But you worked your game, and then all of a sudden things open up against St. Mary. You go for 17 points. The next game you come out and go for 6 points but 9 assists. Is it a matter of just kind of feeling your role in a new team and kind of working your way through?
Yeah, it's definitely just I think as a team as a whole, we all have started because of all the games that we played and stuff, that we're starting to learn our role on the team and know what we need to bring in each and every moment in the game.
And it's fun to watch the guard play, too, to this point when you think about the three guards starting, Jalen Haggard, yourself, and Kendi Eaton, of three players that you look at. All have gone off for big night scoring, but all have kind of stepped back, also distributed and kind of found a different role, a different way to find a way to win that particular night. I mean, it's a pretty diverse set of guards on this team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, like I said before, is we all know our roles and we're all threats on this team, so we're all able to contribute in different ways.
The three-point shooting, as well as, I guess, the assists, does all this kind of go back to high school? I mean, what are you, the Eastview High School career record holder in assists and three-point percentage for a single season? So you're a pretty good ball player back in the day at high school, right?
Yeah.
Have you always been a shooter as you're coming up, even through high school?
Yeah, I mainly like to shoot outside the three.
Can you talk about going through the process of being at Eastview High School in Minnesota? You go to Fairfield University and play Division I basketball there before transferring on to Northwest. But that process of going through Division I basketball, getting a feel for that level, then coming to Northwest and playing at a high-level Division II?
I mean, honestly, I really didn't notice the change that much because, I mean, Meyer holds us to such a high standard that it's you can't really drop off from that, yeah.
Coming in and seeing MIAA play starting up this weekend, Lincoln coming up tomorrow, and then, of course, Lindenwood on Saturday as well. What's the feel? What are you guys seeing, I guess, if you watched any tape, and what are you expecting out of these teams early in the season?
They're both going to be difficult teams for us, but we talked about it today, and we are probably the most prepared we've been for a game, working on defending all of their sets and stuff, so. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, it should be a fun weekend. Northwest Missouri State hosting Lincoln on Thursday night at 5:30, then Lindenwood on Saturday at 1:30. We'll pregame of each of those on the Bearcat Radio Network 20 minutes before the opening tip. But looking forward to that first conference game and playing at Division I and then coming into the MIAA where you have so many good basketball teams, including the defending national champion in Central Missouri. You kind of know you're going to get everybody's best shot every single night just based on what this conference has to offer, aren't you?
Yeah, and I remember when I was recruited by Meyer, he said we are the best conference in Division II, and I believe it.
it's a battle night in and night out, but it should be a lot of fun. So, Erica, we appreciate you coming on and chatting with us this evening.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Erica Schlosser, Northwest Missouri State junior guard, joining us here on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Northwest taking on Lincoln tomorrow night in Bearcat Arena. We're going to take a break. When we come back, will the head coach of the Bearcats, Austin Meyer, joining us here at Carson Sports Grill.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at ssmhealth.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 mile corner south of Maryville.
Support for today's game comes from the Impact Interiors, led by Bearcat football alumnus Steve Coppinger. Impact Interiors is a full-service office furniture provider that aims to tackle jobs both big and small. For more information on furniture lines, installation, or designs, impactllc.biz.
Support for today's game comes from SureGrow Plant Food Company, with 7 stores throughout Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. Since 1951, SureGrow's provided the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on their products is at 660-446-3376. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Northwest Missouri State women's basketball back home tomorrow night, taking on Lincoln as they open up conference play. Now chatting with the head coach of the Bearcats, Austin Meyer. And Coach Meyer, we see 7 non-conference games and all of them essentially kind of leading up to this, that chance to get in really meaningful basketball games in the MIAA.
Yeah, and, you know, we talked about it. I think you mentioned it a little bit ago, probably the best conference in Division II, and so we're gearing up for it tomorrow night.
You know, the scary part about that, you look back at Lincoln a year ago, and a bit of a rough team, 4-23 overall, 1-18 in MIAA play. but bring in a lot of new faces this year, and all of a sudden they're 6-0 and they're playing good basketball. They go from worse in the conference to now they look like they might be able to contend.
Yeah, and they're pretty solid. You know, watching them on film, you know, three of those games were against D2s, three of them were against NAIs, but a Division I transfer point guard, I think she's averaging close to 20 a game, really athletic, explosive off the dribble. Then they had a Division II transfer from Arkansas, Fort Smith, as well. That was really good for them. So it's a total different team. Had a chance to go back and watch last year's game and then watch their six games this year, and it's not real comparable.
I assume that's probably an easy one to talk to the girls that return on this basketball team. You think back, like, hey, you swept them last year, you beat them up pretty good, but this is a completely different basketball team we're going to see.
Yeah, we mentioned that, you know, right after the game on Saturday, you know, that it was a totally different team, but, you know, we feel like we are too, and then obviously the process that we talk about so much right now, it's not really about who you're playing. Obviously, we're going to scout and we're going to prepare, but it's about doing what we do defensively and executing offensively and trying to put together a complete game.
They've got some folks that can come out and score, but at the same time, averaging 46.7 points allowed per basketball game this season. What are they doing defensively? Is it a matter of closing out on shooters or anything in particular?
Yeah, they do a little bit of a 1-2-2 quarter, three-quarter court press. They'll run some zone as well. And then man-to-man, they get after it. They're really good at getting through lanes and gambling for steals. And so we talked a lot about shortening passes, making simple plays, meeting passes, because the last thing we want is somebody to run through and get a 100% bucket on the other end. So they're pretty good at that. They do a good job of picking their times when to shoot lanes and go get it. So that was one of our emphasis today and during our offensive execution stuff throughout practice.
Coming off win on Saturday against Nebraska Christian College, a 67-48 victory there. Back-to-back wins now for Northwest. Is that immediately turning your attentions and just focusing and kind of looking at the other team and what Lincoln's going to bring to the table? How much of that's still focusing on, hey, we got to fix this for ourselves?
Yeah, I mean, it's a combination. What we try to do as a staff, and we did it with, you know, Coach McCollum, we try to, as a staff, watch as much film, get as much information as we can as a staff, and then deliver it in a simple form to our team where it's not too much. We're not showing them, you know, 100 different things the day before a game when there's enough that we got to worry about with our offensive stuff and what we're doing from game plan. But, you know, to try to minimize the thinking part of it and make a clear on the scouting report, just have a clear indication of what this player does, what their tendencies are, driver, shooter. So I think we're pretty prepared in that aspect.
We're talking with Austin Meyer, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team, taking on Lincoln tomorrow night at home. And you mentioned a team that wants to come out and press and a little pressure on defense. You look on the other side, though, you have guards that only turned the ball over six times last week, second in the conference in turnovers per game so far. They're taking care of the basketball. So from that aspect, you have to feel pretty good with a veteran group bringing the ball to the floor.
Yeah, we've done a pretty good job, and, you know, obviously, you know, the last game we weren't pressured a lot, but still not making unforced turnovers, I think, is still big, too. Just we continue to we're learning our offense and what we're doing, where to be, and that's definitely a process of just trying to improve a little bit every day. And but we're making pretty good decisions right now. You know, obviously, Erica and Kendi coming in have really helped Jalen take some pressure off her where she's not having to handle the ball against traps and make all the plays. So they've been really important for us, and you know, handling pressure is going to be big because it's going to be a whole different ball game from a pressure standpoint tomorrow than what we saw last week.
Hey, coming up, Lincoln tomorrow, Lindenwood on Saturday, and you don't want to look past Lincoln, but with Lindenwood coming to town on Saturday, maybe the best big player in the conference with Callie Bildner averaging 17 points, 9 rebounds per basketball game. How do you find a way to I guess keep her out of the lane and keep her off the boards?
Yeah, I think she's only shooting 82% from the field. I think I saw somewhere
not,
I like that.
Not too good.
So she's doing pretty good. But yeah, we haven't. I know Coach Houston's watched them a little bit, looking ahead a little bit. But I haven't watched any of them. But you know, they're obviously talented, and you know, we did a good job against. We talked about today. Crookston had a post player that was really good, and she ended up scoring, but I thought we did a pretty good job making it tough on her, and kind of a team effort. You know, obviously, from a size standpoint, we're not real big, but if we can front the post, fly around, have our guards help on the backside, which we've done a pretty good job of, just kind of team defense. But we don't, not sure yet what we'll do, if we're going to look at doubling the post or if we're going to just play it straight up, and those are things we'll look at on Friday.
Well, we spoke in postgame against Nebraska Christian College just about the deflections and getting hands on passes and being active defensively. And back-to-back games of 12-plus steals. Northwest hadn't had 12-plus steal games in one season since 2016. Already three double-digit steal games this year. Haven't had something like that since 2014 or 15, I think. So defensively, it's much more active than we've seen. Is it getting to where you want to be?
It's getting there. Not there yet. But, you know, I think they'd probably tell you that other than process, the word active is probably the second most used word in practice. So. But that's what we want to do defensively is fly around and be engaged the whole time, and that's where those deflections come in. And like we said, we're not real big on our front line, so it's important for us to fight around the post. But part of keeping the ball out of the post is on-ball pressure from our guards, too, and we've got to continue to get better. But I think it's something that we are improving on every day.
And offensively, you maximize possessions by not turning it over, but at the same time, you get to the free throw line, shooting 81%, one of the best teams in the conference. Have to be pretty pleased about the focus you see once the players get there as well.
Yeah, we're shooting well when we get there. We're just not getting there a lot. And that's going to be another thing for us is trying to get to the basket more, put pressure on defenses, and get to the foul line, because I think right now don't quote me on it, but I think teams have made more free throw attempts than we've even attempted. So that's a number that we'd like to see go up, but it is good to know that we're knocking shots down.
Yeah, you are right. 74 attempts to 87 makes for the other side. So, but a player like even Mallory McConkie, who goes from around 70% last year to 87% this year. So they're knocking them down. It's just a matter of getting there. And what do you say, get Bildner in foul trouble early on Saturday, and we'll go from there.
That'd be nice.
Coach Meyer, we appreciate your time. Looking forward to this weekend.
Appreciate it.
That's Northwest Missouri State head women's basketball coach Austin Meyer joining us on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Bearcats taking on Lincoln on Thursday at 5:30. Pregame for that one coming up at 5:10 on KXCV KRNW. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk Northwest Missouri State men's basketball here on KXCV.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from United Electric Cooperative, who is committed to serving Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa residences with reliable and affordable power. For all electrical services, UECI.COOP.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler are proud supporters of Bearcat Athletics and the quality culture that is Northwest Missouri State University. More information on the Compass Dental Group is online at compassdentalgroup.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pittsautobody.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. As we continue to talk basketball, turning out to the men's team, and joining us now is Dre Starzl from the Northwest men's team. And Dre, good to have you with us on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Dre, let's just kind of talk about this year and maybe some of the differences you see out of this year's squad as the past teams that you've been a part of at Northwest.
This year we're young, but we're really talented. They came in, they're ready to go. They haven't won anything, so they know that, and they're not part of the culture yet, but now they are, so they I don't know, they're ready to go. They come 100% every day with positive energy, and we have two seniors, me and Joey. I thought we did pretty well to get them prepared for this season, and so every day I feel like from last year we are more ready than last year just because everyone is like on the same page, positive energy wise, and we have no one that gets in the way of that.
And being one of the veterans of the team and been a part of this through so many years, what are some of the main things you want to try to relate to the young players right now as you get them to the point where they're at this point in the season?
We want them to come ready, like I said, every day with positive energy. We don't want them to do freshman mistakes, which they will. But if they do, we don't want them to dwell on it. We'll pick them up every day. We'll give them high fives. We'll say, hey, go to the next play. We'll sprint back, and we'll forget about it and just keep playing.
It really seems like it, at this point, again, being undefeated, it's a lot easier to develop a lot of that chemistry right now with the success that you have. But it seems like it's a group that just really loves to play the game of basketball.
Yes, this team it's fun to play for just because everyone just loves the game. Everyone loves to play with each other. We always have fun whenever we're hanging out. And when we're out there on the floor, it's just a lot of fun. Everyone just loves the game of basketball and just wants to play.
Just doing a lot of the little things that really don't get into the box score, diving up the loose balls, playing good aggressive defense, and really rebounding. You guys are going to the boards hard right now.
Yeah, we put an emphasis on that in practice. We always try to crash hard on offensive rebounds and box out on the defensive rebounds, so we have some drills for that, which is always fun, getting to hit everybody else. But yeah, we always put emphasis on that in practice, so it's been well for us this year.
Now, did I see something that you've added to your game on Saturday, that little right-handed hook shot there? So how quite a bit of that Saturday afternoon, this past weekend there.
I've always had my right hook, but this year I've brought it out definitely a lot more. It's my go-to move. So a couple years ago, I was kind of shooting threes. I was going to have a back surgery. But now this year, I'm in the post, and I'm just going to that right hook, and it's working for me, so I'm going to keep to it.
Yeah, well, it seemed like Gordon kind of added that to his game a little bit Saturday as well.
Yeah, he did. He's really good at getting you off the bounce and driving. So I'm kind of just back to the basket and right hook, so I just put that in my game.
Well, it's something that the opposing teams can have to scout a little bit now.
Yeah. If they take my right hook away, then hopefully I'll just spin back and go left, and it'll be wide open layup. So.
All right, let's just kind of talk about life after basketball. Again, coming from Kearney, Missouri, you've been really associated with this program through your brother. Now you're coming through here for a long, long time, but just kind of tell us a little bit about what's ahead for you.
Yeah, so I'm actually starting student teaching next semester. Hopefully graduate then after in spring. And my future is looking like I'm going to try to be a graduate assistant somewhere. Hopefully here. We'll see. And if not, then I'll get into teaching and get to coaching in high school.
Now, if you become a graduate assistant for the Bearcats, will be one of your goals to kind of make your way into the noontime league there and play,
yeah,
continue to play a little basketball?
Yeah, I'm going to have to get that noon ball in and show them what's up with the right hook.
Which will mean more, national championships and playing for the Bearcats or winning at the noon ball?
I heard noon ball is pretty intense, but I'm going to go with the national championship.
All right, well, Dre, thanks a lot for being with us here on the program tonight. And, again, we'll have fun watching the rest of the season here.
Thank you.
Again, that's Dre Starzl with us from the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team. We'll be back and continue to talk men's basketball as we'll be joined by Ben McCullum right after this timeout on the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Losh Optometry, serving Northwest Missouri. Dr. Ryan Losh provides patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information at 660-241-5001.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonya. One block east of 1st and Main in Maryville, Home by Sonya provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information available at homebysonya.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at ssmhealth.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, again broadcasting live from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville, and joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, get into the conference season as it hits pretty quick here with a couple games coming up tomorrow and then on Saturday.
Yeah, Lincoln Lindenwood and both of them, similar teams. Both of them are very well coached. You know, both will play a lot of different types of defenses, matchup zones and whatnot, and so we'll have to be ready for that. Then offensively, Lincoln can really shoot it. I think Lindenwood has more shooters. They're just not shooting as high a percentage right now, so they'll stretch us out quite a bit. But, yeah, we're excited to start conference and get back at home.
Really, both of these teams look like they can be dangerous if they're on at the particular night. Both are kind of ranked down in the MIAA preseason coaches polls, which a lot of times you can't take a lot out of those. But you look at both of these teams, they got some guys coming back that have had some success in the MIAA.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Lindenwood in particular they have everybody back, and they've added a few kids too. So I think they'll be really good. And yeah, Lincoln, again, just very well coached. And any team you play in the MIAA is difficult. They're going to come ready, and especially when you got a bullseye on your back. So we'll be ready to go.
After playing a lot of games in a short period of time, the last couple weeks, a game a week with a couple of NAIA teams, what have been some of the things in the past couple weeks that you've been working on to get ready for the conference season here?
Well, we got healthy. We had a couple injuries after the Springfield game. They were just soft tissue injuries that guys just needed breaks, and so we were able to rest them, got healthy. Really focusing on us in particular, transition defense, just being able to sprint back. I think that's, our kids are trying to figure out that concept. You know, I think right now we run back at about 70%, and that's not sprinting, and so we're hoping that we do that against Lincoln, and hopefully we've improved that. And then defensive rebounding, being able to box out consistently, the things that we do great, we want to do even greater, and so that's what we've been working on.
And with tomorrow, some special promotions surrounding the game, and one of those being the Silent Night promotion, where the fans are asked to be quiet until you hit the 10-point mark. Just talk a little bit about that and how you approach that as far as the team goes with this promotion.
Well, I don't know how I'm going to approach it. I think that Silent Night, I don't think that bodes well for my coaching style, to be quite honest. A quiet gym isn't always a good thing when I'm coaching. So, I'll just taper myself down a little bit and yell at a whisper until we score that 10th point. Or we just need to score 10 points really quick. That'd be an easier deal. So we'll see. I've never seen it done, so we'll see. It'll be interesting.
Well, one thing, if you judge from some of the previous games this year, you've been able to get out to some early starts. Hopefully that'll continue in this matchup.
Yeah, you just sometimes with young teams or inexperienced teams, you don't know what you're going to get, and I don't know. We'll see tomorrow if we start quick or start slow or whatever it may be. A lot of it's dependent upon our opponent, too, what they're doing defensively. Sometimes it takes a little time to figure out exactly how to attack it, and that causes some slow starts as well.
And as you look at this month of December, too, from a standpoint of getting some games at home, I think we touched a little bit about this last week, too, but getting some games now at Bearcat Arena has to be good, especially as you get this week being the last week of classes, finals week next week, where you don't have to worry about being on the road while playing some basketball here.
Yeah, we've had neutral floor and home games, and that's been good for these kids, just being able to win and gain confidence from those wins and get exposed on a few things. And so, yeah, these home games are fantastic. And then we've got Texas A&M International after that, and then one more home game, and I think we're back on the road. So, yeah, it's always good to play in Bearcat Arena, and our kids love it, and hopefully our fans do.
We've seen the MIAA schedule get started in December the last several years now. I mean, it seemed like back many years ago it was always right after New Year's that you get into the conference season. But getting things going early in the MIAA season really means you have to have everybody up and ready to roll pretty quick now.
Yeah, this year in particular, we had to get ready for Ferris State and Northern State, which was 2 weeks into practice. So, you know, I think that this is typical time-wise. I think a lot of the Division I's are starting about this time as well. So, yeah, our kids just need to be ready quick, and I think we are, and we scheduled difficult for a reason. Hopefully it'll help us in conference.
With having some younger players right now getting ready for a conference play, what are the things that you try to impart to the younger players right now as far as the importance of the MIAA season?
The same thing we do in normal games, you know, just play hard, compete, and you know, we don't oversell it. You know, it's conference and it's another game, and you need to make sure that you're ready and consistent and at a high level, and our kids will hopefully be there.
Now, we had Dre Starzl on just a moment ago. Just talk a little bit about Dre and what he's meant to the program through the years for you.
Well, I mean, you know, this year in particular, just he's had to take on a little bit different role where, you know, he's having to lead a little bit more than he had in the past, and obviously just slowly building more and more playing time throughout, which gives us that threat inside that we need, you know, where we can throw it down and be able to score and put pressure on the rim. And so that's been great for us, and you know, his attitude throughout the 5 years has been phenomenal, you know, just being a good teammate and always being ready to go. And so, you know, hopefully we get more of that, you know, coming up into conference, and we're going to need him to be able to score in post a little bit and again put some pressure on the rim.
And a lot of things he does off the court too, as far as leadership with Ian Joy this year, helping the younger players has to be huge for you too.
Yeah, you know, it's constant work, you know. got a bunch of young kids out there, Yeah, you have to get them. You have to crack the whip every once in a while. So I think they've got them under control at this point. We'll see. We'll see come tomorrow night, though.
One thing you touched a little bit on earlier this week at the media luncheon on Tuesday. Just you were asked about Mel Churchman, what he's meant to you. He was honored last night, of course, going into the National Football Collegiate Football Hall of Fame. And just kind of talk a little bit about what having people like Mel Churchman around and Steve Tapmeyer to help mentor you as well. What those two people meant to you at Northwest Missouri State.
Yeah, I think the thing with you know, Coach T to start with is when I came in, I was fortunate enough to have quality mentors. When problems arise, I was able to ask them questions, guys that had been through it and probably seen that problem 50 times. And so they gave you a level of comfort, and it helped you not feel so alone in some of those instances. You know, Coach T in particular, for the University of Northwest Missouri State, I think that, you know, there's a lot of things that are, you know, named after him and whatnot. You got the field and the now the track meet and whatnot. But he did a lot for the university. I'm guessing back in the 90s when I don't know that the university was quite as vibrant as it is now and quite as successful. And so winning those national titles obviously brought new students in and re-energized our campus. And so the things that he's done for our campus you know, anytime you can recognize something like that or someone like that, I think you need to make sure you take that opportunity. And obviously Coach Taft, we've talked about before, he's, you know, anytime I have any issue, it's, you know, I hit him up right away, and he usually has a good answer for me, and he never answers it for me. And him or Coach T, neither of them never ever give me the answers. They just kind of help me work through it, and then eventually give me confidence to make the decision. So, yeah, I was very, very fortunate. I always say that, you know, you're only as good as the people you surround yourself, and I definitely mean that, and I definitely know that I'm a guy that is far from having all the answers. And I think that's been a strength of mine is understanding that I guess I'm not very smart. So I need to find other people that are smarter than me and ask them questions. And so, you know, Coach T and Tapmeyer obviously are included in that mix.
All right. Well, busy weekend coming up. A couple home games on Lincoln and Lindenwood. And I guess one other thing, too, at Lindenwood, last time they'll be coming into Bearcat Arena, at least as an MIAA opponent. So might have an opportunity to allow them to leave the arena with a loss for the last time coming through.
That would be nice. Yeah, no, it would be a lot more fun to do that than the other.
That's right. All right, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, and that's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. The Bearcat men's and women's teams in action tomorrow night. It's at Bearcat Arena. The women will tip off at 5:30 and the men at 7:30. We'll have the broadcast of both of those games on KXCV, KRNW, beginning at 5:10 with our pregame for the women. Again, a lot of things going on around at the arena tomorrow night in the celebration of Christmas coming up, Christmas in the Ville, and the Silent Night promotion during the men's game to start that off. So a lot of things coming up tomorrow night at Bearcat Arena, and you can, if you can't make it out there, you can listen right here on KXCV, KRNW with our pregame at 5:10. Thanks to everyone involved with our broadcast here tonight. I'm Matt Trenton, also behind the scenes Jenny James and Kramer Sansloan. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.